Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
You know those Facebook lists now, 25 random things you didn't know about me or whatever, and we tried them also here. These are, somebody posted celebrity facts. All right, there are 50 here, but we can't go through all 50, so you guys just tell me when you're bored with the list, okay?
Okay.
Do we get to guess? What's that?
Do we get to guess?
Of who the random fact goes to?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're so random, I don't think you'd have a prayer, but we can try it that way.
Oh, that's okay.
The first one we've talked about on the show, I was going to use that as the example. Mm-hmm. This guy's missing part of his middle finger on his right hand due to a door-shutting accident.
Oh. Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Think it was Chandler is what I was thinking. Right.
And he had a prosthetic, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Friends?
Did he?
Yeah, Jeff told us about that, the prosthetic tip. It was a tip that he was missing, right?
Right, not the whole finger in it.
Yeah.
But like if...
it's hard to say prosthetic.
If he was like a Tennessee fan, and you know, and he's the camera's on him, he's like, oh, we're number one, it really wouldn't be. It would be like, we're sort of
we're halfway.
But we're halfway there, Vol.
It was like his ring finger or middle finger or something. I don't think it was his pointer finger.
You can go on like YouTube and you can search it, and they have videos up there of him with half a digit. I'm just guessing.
That's a random thing to search. Matthew Perry with half a digit.
A childhood virus left this person completely deaf in his right ear.
I have no idea. I don't have a prayer.
Rob Lowe.
Really?
Yeah, it's deaf in one ear.
Huh.
I bet he'd be fun to get drunk with.
Start
talking real loud. See how drunk people get loud anyway?
He's the guy you set next to the big speaker.
Yeah.
At age 10, this celebrity won 1991 preteen Mr. America pageant. And the following year, he became the first male winner of America's Universal Charm pageant.
Mario Lopez,
Justin Timberlake.
I don't know.
Justin Timberlake. Huh? Yeah.
Good guess.
Yeah.
See.
Take that. I won't get another one.
I wasn't really sure that this was a competition until now, but this is the Burt Show.
Well, then I got Matthew Perry. Booyah.
One. As a second grader, this kid was so talented at telling jokes that his teacher used him as a reward. If the class behaved, this kid got up and would do stand-up in the second grade.
Jack Black.
Hayden Weiss.
Sorry.
Random Jimmy Fallon.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I could see that.
I was close. I got the J.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Wendy. You're tied.
You get a quarter of a point.
I'll take it.
In 1993, this singer tried out for the Mickey Mouse Club, but panicked after watching Christina Aguilera.
Jessica Simpson. I got it.
One each.
Woo!
She told us that.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember her having her
on. I love the Mickey Mouse Club.
She's been on with us twice.
Oh, yeah? Little blonde thing? Got a sister that's in the business, too?
Don't you remember Music Midtown, our stage? We hung out with her.
I remember Ludacris.
After that, no more.
As a child, this actor wore tap shoes to bed just in case his parents needed cheering up in the middle of the night.
Aww.
Sweet. Aww. Usher.
That's tragic, actually.
Why do you think tragic?
Because his parents must have been really sad.
I guess you would have to show an example of sad during the day for him to think that if they were bummed. Yeah. Wow. You really brought me down on that one.
Hold on. I want to have a guess. Sammy Davis
Jr.
You'll
never get. It's not even a dancer.
Mm. Oh. I don't know.
Jim Carrey.
Aww.
Oh.
Tragic. That's sad.
That makes me sad.
This celebrity attended the 1989 MTV Movie Awards with Brad Pitt, but she dumped him at the event and left with somebody else.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, he dated, oh, God. I can't think of her name.
89 MTV Movie Awards. She said, ah, you're not good enough for me. Bye-bye. You're not good looking enough for me.
Oh, who was that? I don't remember.
What's her name? I don't remember.
If I tell you. I know. It's Christina Applegate.
That's not who I thought it was. Who was the actress that's in What's Eating Gilbert Grape and the what's her name?
The only I just remember Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
no.
Anyway, he did. Okay. Yeah, whatever. I can't remember her name.
This actor is the son of rocket scientists. His mother worked on the Hubble telescope.
Wow.
Yeah, this is going to surprise you. We have interviewed him, and he was high.
Ty Bennington?
No.
Jack Black?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Jack Black's parents are rocket scientists.
That's funny.
This actress reality TV star has size 11 feet.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Huh.
Huh. Because she's starting her own shoe line.
Size 11. That's pretty big, right, for a woman?
Yeah. That's usually for very, very tall women.
That's like Sasquatch. Feet right there. That's 11's big.
Well, she's what? How tall is she?
Like six? She's not that tall.
Like 5-something?
She's not 6 foot, though.
Close? Right? I don't know.
This celebrity is related to both Gwen Stefani and Celine Dion.
Whitney Houston.
Julia Roberts.
Melissa, you're wrong.
That is random. Celine Dion and Gwen Stefani?
Yep.
Who knows?
Madonna.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of random. Gwen's great aunt's mother-in-law shares the same last name as Madonna, and an ancestor of Madonna's mother was married to distant relative of Celine's dad.
Wow.
So it's not deep, but it is. This actor began his career as a juggling unicycle riding clown.
Random.
Juggling unicycle.
That's what
riding.
I would have said. Steve-o. I would have said Jim Carrey on that one.
He's on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
T.R. Knight?
Negative.
Patrick Dempsey?
Why is that? Because gay people have to start out juggling and have to be clowns
no,
and stuff?
No, it's just the
is
first that name that came to my mind.
Whatever.
When you said Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey.
He's still hot.
This model is an avid painter, and several of her works have appeared in U.S. art magazines.
Brooke Burke.
Is that Ashley Judd?
No.
I don't know.
Cindy Crawford.
Heidi Klum.
Oh, that's my fifth.
These twins had to wear fake teeth during the latter years of their show because smiles began to look different.
Olsons?
The Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys bored by this yet?
No.
This local celebrity holds the Star Search record for the longest note held by a child at 12.1 seconds.
Usher.
Huh.
Yeah! Huh. Uh-huh!
Who's going to pretend that they haven't been keeping score?
I don't think we have. Liar. Really. It's just the brief moment of winning is enough.
It's the mini celebrations that make it all worthwhile. I think this one we all did know. This beautiful celebrity.
Yummy.
Used to date New Kid on the Block, Danny Wood. And they broke up because the band thought she was a groupie.
If you said
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Yes, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Your yummies. There's a short list of your yummies.
Hall of Fame yummy. And the last one. This actor belonged to the Key Club and the Forensics Club in high school. And before he became an actor, he supported himself as a chauffeur, a furniture mover, and a costumed mascot for the restaurant El Pollo Loco.
Oh.
Sad.
That is sad.
The first part of it is intriguing, though. Key Club and Forensics Club in high school.
But then he dressed up as a chicken.
Then he dressed up as a chicken. He's come a long way. Andy Dick.
Oh, I thought you said it was Andy Dick. No. I have no guess.
I don't know.
Whitney Houston.
Brad Pitt.
No!
Really?
Yeah. He was a chicken?
He was the Pollo Loco chicken.
That's awesome.
Came
that's
a funny long way.
The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So this is not a friend of a friend of mine, and this is purely coincidence that she told me about this a couple of weeks ago. And then I, for whatever reason, was doing some show prep and linked from there to there to there to there to this story on Sexomnia. And this isn't a friend of hers. This happens in her home, that her husband will start fondling her in the middle of the night. And this, it was going on time and time again. I mean, just he was getting all frisky, and she's like, all right, let's do this thing. So they get their freak on pretty good. And then like 3 hours later, it starts happening again. She's like, okay, all right. And then third time in the middle of the night, okay, that's really what you want, but Christ, I'd like to get some sleep.
I got to work tomorrow.
Right? But, right. You know, she does her duty, and she gets it done, right? And it was happening like 3 or 4 times a week before they – both realized that, I guess they had a conversation in the morning one time about how much sex they were having in the middle of the night, and he had zero idea. Zero idea. And I don't want to give out too many details.
He wasn't trying to, you know.
Well, they went to a doctor about it, though.
Okay. Because let's say as a guy, you think, oh, honey, I don't remember any of those.
They went to a therapist about it, and they said if he's being honest about it, it's a reality. Sexomnia. Where you can have sex in the middle of the night and have no idea that you've done it. Just like somebody would sleepwalk and walk downstairs and make a sandwich or whatever and then go back up and sleep and have no idea about it the next day, it is real.
That is a condition that a lot of people listening right now are jealous of.
No kidding. That's crazy, though. And it's not caused by anything?
Well, here is a story that was online. It was a news story about a week ago. And it's from a woman that claims she has it, and it's not nearly as good as everybody thinks it is.
Hi, I'm Hayley, and I suffer from a condition called sexomnia. This means that I can have sex in my sleep 4 or 5 times a night and not know anything about it until the next day when I wake up. I do love sex, but only when I'm aware that it's happening. Yeah, most guys think they've hit the jackpot when I tell them about the condition from the start, but then they soon realise that it's not great. Obviously, they're having sex with someone who's asleep, and it becomes a little, cause it has caused a lot of problems in relationships before. My last boyfriend left me because of the condition. We'd been together for about a month when he moved in with me. And the first night we slept together, he said that I was rampant all night, all over him. I explained my condition, that I suffered from sexsomnia, and he was like, oh, well, I'll look forward to more of that. But I knew he'd soon get fed up with it, which he did. And a matter of weeks later, he moved back out, and that was the end of it. About a year ago, I was seeing another guy. I told him about my condition from the start. But again, he soon got fed up with it. I was waking him up virtually every night for sex, up to 4 or 5 times.
Whoa.
And he soon got fed up with it as well and couldn't cope with it, weren't getting any sleep. And he left again. I later found out that there was a medical term for my condition, which was sexsomnia, after looking it up on the internet. I had a silly one-night stand when I was younger with a guy who we had sex, went to sleep, and the next day he said, why are you not tired? And I was like, well, we've had a good night's sleep as far as I were concerned. And he said that we were actually having sex until 6 o'clock in the morning, which was really scary for me because obviously I didn't know anything about it at all. So that really freaked me out. That's when I started looking on the internet, reading case studies about other people, and then obviously found out that I'd got this condition, sexsomnia.
Believe that.
Wow, 4 or 5 times.
And she sounds no so idea. Serious about it. It's like you can take her serious. It's yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I got my facts mixed up in the setup of the whole thing. This person that I know told me about it, and I didn't believe her, but mm-hmm. she labeled it sexsomnia, and that's when I Googled it, and I found that, and mm-hmm. I found that it was real.
Wow.
So there are people out there that are having sex in the middle of the night, and 4 or 5 times.
It's not Ambien.
It's not Ambien. Now, we've talked to those people, too.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
But that's not even 5, 6 times a night. That's usually like once.
Now, what that will do is like turn like a very conservative person into like some sex kitten, and they have zero idea that that was inside of them. That's what Ambien does. This is people have no idea.
Wow. It's like sleepwalking.
Yeah, wake up and have zero idea that they just had sex.
Hey, The Burt Show.
We call this the guys panel on The Burt Show. Look, now is the time. We're going to go one by one around the room with these guys, and they have promised us complete honesty, which normally means about 75% honesty, if you ask me. Because they got women they need to answer also. But Griff, I know I can count on you for some
honesty,
man.
Right, of course.
Any question you've ever wanted to ask a guy and get brutal honesty about. All right, let's go right around the room before we start taking the calls. This is Joel. And Joel, you're how old?
30.
30 years old and is now engaged.
Correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's actually a really cool engagement. You want to tell them real quick how you proposed and all that? Come on. Come on. Soften them up before they hate you.
I basically surprised my fiance with a trip to Italy and proposed to her in front of the Colosseum on a overhang overlooking Rome.
That's strong.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Those are pretty big shoes.
I figured if I made it elaborate enough, there was no chance she could say no. So it's a long flight home. So
she was feeling the pressure.
Oh yeah,
those are pretty big shoes for her second husband to fill when he proposes to her. I think you did it right, dude.
Thanks for it.
Gary is here also. Gary, you're how old?
29.
29 years old, single.
Yeah. No.
No.
Dating.
Dating.
Mm-hmm.
And your girlfriend told you to make that perfectly clear when you're on the radio
Absolutely.
Tomorrow. Okay, I know she did. And this is Griff here.
What's happening, man?
Tell him how old you are.
I am 37, and I'm married, and it's funny because you got, like, the cool proposal story, but when I proposed to my wife in Miami, she thought I was going to tell her I had AIDS.
Why?
Right. I promise you, like, I took her to the beach, and, you know, it was early in the day, and I was crying. I was starting to, my eyes got watery, and she cut me off, and she said, before you say anything, look, if you got AIDS, then I'm in it.
No, she didn't.
I swear. It's just stupid. I said, why would you say that? So I love my wife. That's my own girl.
And you've got how many kids?
I'm a father 5 because she had kids. But most recently, I got a 676-day-old daughter. That's 22 months, 2 weeks, 5 days, everybody else. My mom has 6 grandsons, so she the first girl cousin, the first niece. She real important to my family tree.
All right, so if you've got questions about family or how to deal with husbands or kids, Griff is your guy.
And then we've step-parent.
Step-parent and also?
Step-parent,
it's a good one, too. And Chris is here also. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I've been lying about my age for so long, I'm not even sure how old I am. Somewhere in the 30s.
What's the birth certificate say?
I think I was born in 71, but I'm not positive.
71. And you are single?
I'm dating.
Dating.
Yes.
Okay. So, Wendy, you want to start this whole thing off?
Do you prefer a girl in jeans and a t-shirt or done up in full makeup?
Depends on the occasion. What's the occasion?
If you're just out and about trying to meet people. If you're single trying to meet people.
What was the question again? I was looking at the call. What was the question?
Do they prefer a girl in jeans and a t-shirt when they're out or a girl who's all done up?
I'm a jeans and t-shirt dude.
Okay.
I would agree. I'm from the beach and flip-flops, jeans, and a t-shirt is always nice.
Okay.
Jeans and a t-shirt are good, but I always like a nice sundress, something cute.
I'm a done up guy.
Done up guy? Because guys always choose the girl at the club or who's out who's all done up. So I'm just wondering why you're a jeans and a t-shirt kind of guy if you always pick the girl who's made up.
Well, the guy that likes jeans and a t-shirt isn't in the club.
Did you hear that?
Good answer.
You didn't even hear the answer.
No.
You're over there. You're all yelling. You didn't even hear his answer.
I was just saying that the guy that likes the jeans and the t-shirt is typically not at the club.
Well, just at a bar in general, you go for the girl with like pounds of makeup and the hair done in the
extensions. Here's the problem with Wendy. It's individual.
I can hear
here
it already.
Wendy, okay?
Yeah, you're stereotyping us, and we just told you, the three people just told you on this panel before that we like jeans and t-shirts, and you said, why do you pick the girl with it? We don't pick. He likes
that.
Ask him.
That's what happened.
But here's also the deal. When you're at the club, how many girls in jeans and a t-shirt do you actually see?
Well, even like at a bar, the girl who's done up, that's who the guy goes.
Stop. This is an individual Wendy problem here.
Because
the thing is, she doesn't know which outfits are appropriate to which venue she's in. So if she's just hanging out at like Park Tavern, she's dressed up in the sexy ass mini skirt with the boobs all hanging out and the stiletto heels and all. She doesn't know like what to wear to each venue.
I think a woman that rocks the jeans and a t-shirt is so confident about her look that she, you know, trumps all the girls with the made up. To me, that's why I like the most confident female in the room. Not so much I don't like that much makeup anyway.
Chris, you agree with that?
Or she's broke. Just rolls the jeans and t-shirt.
That doesn't bother a guy.
Nah, we're easy.
Good enough.
How about you?
I like the jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about that also that is like...
simple.
It's less intimidating to approach also.
Yeah.
It's like a girl drinking a beer. To me, that's like... It's right. More approachable.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Suzanne, you've got a question for the guys panel.
Yeah, I wanted to get the perception on women and younger children. When I go out and I meet people, it's you get like a mixed bag of, oh, it's great, and then you look in their eyes like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, I'm not looking for you to be their father. I just want to, you know, find somebody cool and hang out. I mean, what's the panel's idea of women with kids?
All right, so
and dating them?
So you're single. And you're out in a bar or whatever, and mm-hmm. you're starting to get your chemistry on pretty good with a girl, and she tells you that she's got kids. Joel, what's your immediate impression? Honest?
Well, look at his face.
Yeah.
Honest?
Yeah.
Baggage.
So that's not for you?
Nope.
Okay. Gary?
I think it's considered baggage, but it kind of depends on the situation, depends on the girl. You know.
What do you mean?
How old the kids are, if they're going to be, you know. Some people you have to take care of, or you know, if you and your girl getting it on and everything's working, I don't think the kids should really matter at that point.
Griff, you probably have a totally different answer here.
Yeah, I actually always liked women with kids because it just said that they was real women, like they had completed that circle of a complete female. Like I think a female without kids only have to love themselves. So you know, when you have children, you have somebody else that you have to love more than you. And I always thought that was attractive.
I think that's a good question. I think you need a man to be a little bit more emotionally mature. He's going to be able to to be comfortable with that. So myself, I probably wouldn't be, but no, it's you know, I eventually still want to have my own family someday, so I'd prefer to find someone that doesn't yet have children. But you know, as time goes on, I think that attitude may change a bit.
As a guy, this one always comes up. As a guy, when do you want to find out she has kids? Do you want to find out on the first date? Do you want to find out on the third date? Do you want to find out on the fifth date?
But you should know on the first date.
First
like
date.
That ain't
yeah.
The kids aren't shoes. You can't just say, yeah, we've been dating a month. Man, I got a 17-year-old. Forgot to tell you.
What's her name?
We've had
Brenda.
We've had women on this show before that try to hide their kids the first couple of dates.
It's not attractive.
No. You need to know up front, absolutely.
Joel, you agree?
Absolutely. There's nothing worse fun now that, you know, two or three dates in that just completely shoots all the holes and all the honesty for that relationship.
Been on this show before.
Denise has a question. Go ahead, Denise.
Hi. If a guy like says that he really, it doesn't matter when you sleep with him, is he being honest about that, or it really does matter if you make him wait or if you do it in the beginning?
All right,
no,
now we're getting into it.
I always said that it doesn't matter when you sleep with him because he already sleeping with somebody, so he's not.
Oh, no.
No, listen, I'm being honest. I know when I used to say that, I was never pressed. Like, I was never pressed because I already had other females. So whenever you wanted to, that's all good.
I think the question here really, like the broader question is, what do you think about a woman that sleeps with you on a first date? Do you look down on it? It doesn't matter to you at all.
Right.
Are you more attracted to it, Chris?
Well, you know, I mean, certainly it would leave some questions in your mind if you all slept together on the first date. So my answer to that would be if a guy is pressuring you to sleep with them, then you know, that probably raises bigger questions.
I don't think the real question here is if a guy is pressuring. She wants to have sex with you on the first date. When you guys wake up in the morning,
yeah.
Will you see her potentially as somebody you want to continue dating, or now are you looking at her as a steady booty call?
Yeah.
Would you stay there all morning, though? Like, I mean,
right
there. If you had sex on the first date, it's kind of agreed on that it's cool. I will holler at you when I see you again. Bert, don't act all like that,
Bert. You want
Bert.
An honesty? I totally agree with you. Like, my theory on this has always been this.
Not
is that
spending the night.
I didn't want a girl to sleep with me on the first night. If you did, then the respect level for me came down. Like,
absolutely.
Okay, that's cool. I'm going to have sex with you, but you're probably doing that with other dudes also. And if I'm serious about being with somebody, I'm not I'm not going to consider
it. It was my first time, too.
Yeah,
was,
right.
Yeah, I've heard that. It always is. That's another one. When a girl tells you that, this is the first time I've ever done this, just across the room, do you guys ever really believe that?
No. Then you're the you just happen to be the gold winner in that category for the first time. Okay.
Good morning, Nicole. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, you guys. I've had like a few guys tell me that because I've never had any kids and never been married because I'm in my 30s, something was wrong with me. So is that like something that normal for a guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, people try to tell me I'm not normal all the time.
I can see that.
Yeah, no, it's. I think it's a lot about someone who's willing to wait for the right person, the right relationship for the right reasons, and not just get into it for the wrong reasons. I think we all have those friends that that rush into something and end up, you know, messing up their lives.
Do you guys agree that if a girl comes to you and tells you that she's 30 years old and she's never been married and never have kids, that's one thing. But if she comes to you and she's 39 years old and she's never been married and never have kids, you guys make a different impression?
I think something is wrong with her. You 39 years old, never been married, never been proposed to. Like, yeah, I would all kind of red flags go up.
Wow. Well, good thing I'm normal.
39 yeah. years old, she's never been married, no kids.
There's probably something wrong with you.
Really?
You're doing something wrong.
You know, there's something that you're doing to have jeopardized all those relationships in the past. Something's gone wrong down the road, and you said something, or your attitude's been one way. Something's thrown up some red flags for some guy never to have proposed to you at 39 years old.
Now, you women are yelling at your radios right now. You're pissed, but you wanted to hear what guys think, and this is a red flag for a guy right here. This is it. What's up, Jeff?
I want to know about when you're pursuing a woman, what the response time should be for her. Like, we talk about it a lot on the show, like women being too eager or calling you too fast or returning the call too fast or returning the text messages too quickly. Like, and we talk about how, like, men are hunters, let them hunt. And so can you, each of us, like, each of you go down the line and sort of maybe give us a guideline on response time when you first start dating someone?
Chris, you want to start?
Oh, I get to start.
Chris always has this look of panic in his eyes with every question.
Like, I want to tell the truth.
Yeah, right. You guys promised to be totally honest,
well,
so do it.
It's not the honesty. It's the questions are so subjective. I mean, it is case by case, you know, scenario. But for the most part, it's just it should be long enough to where they don't seem like they're waiting around, but not so long where they seem like they're playing games. Is probably the best way I can answer that. If a girl, for me personally, is seemingly intentionally taking a long time to text back and it's routine, then you just start to get annoyed and it's like, this is kind of a waste of time. So, you know, it's a general, but it's.
But if she hits you back in half a second, you think she's desperate?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I'm assuming by the hit back, we're talking about text in today's day, but I mean, it's if she's always that available, maybe, but for the most part, you know, the first few times you're getting to know someone, I wouldn't think it's weird.
Griff, when is the appropriate time to hit somebody back?
Actually, you know what is weird, Bert, because I'm an entertainer and I've always been somebody to say, let me call you back, you know, and it might take me a day or it might take me way, way later than they would have expected. And I've never really got caught up in a female over texting and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of used to getting over text. Overcalled. I just have to call back at my own pace. I don't like people that say, you said you was going to call and you didn't. Like, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that means you have little patience. That means you, and that's a huge flag too, ladies. You said you was going to call back, but you didn't. Oof. I've been waiting for your call. Like, things not to say.
Making yourself too available. I think the right. real question here is, if you are going to give women advice, Joel, if you're going to err, do you err on the side of being available, or be on the side of being available or not being available for you?
You know, it's unfortunate that that you have to, but you have to play the game. You have to. I mean, if you don't play the game, then the other person is. So I found that in my pursuit, by the way, I think I told you this, the Bible for guys is the game.
Yeah.
If you haven't read that book, guys or girls, pick it up, because guys, it's all the best advice on how to pick up women, how to play the game. And women, it's everything that you're being done to every game that's ever been played on you is in that book. So you know, I would say err on the side of caution when first starting to date a girl. You know, I use it, my response time on eHarmony is usually like a week or two.
Gary, should a woman err on the side of being too available or being too, what's the word I'm looking for? Not available.
I actually kind of like it when a girl's available.
You
like
do?
When I send her a text or a phone call, I like when she answers back.
You want it back immediately?
Not immediately, but if I know she's sitting around her house doing nothing, I want her to give me a text back.
All right. And Chris, you said that's game to game, girl to girl.
You're in situation. So it's, you know, but it's, I think it the air would be on the side of just respect and what seems comfortable.
Kimberly, good morning. You're on with the guys panel. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hey.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm just calling this morning about strong personalities in women. How do you guys feel about that?
Joel, you want to take that one first? Strong personalities in women. What exactly is your question?
My question is it a turnoff for you for a woman with a strong personality?
You know, that's a good question because...
Well, you picked a kind of passive one there, Molly.
Molly's... Yeah, exactly. If anybody has an aggressive personality, you know, I think it depends on the personality of the guy. You know, for somebody that has a lot of energy and a lot of, like, for me, I like to be the center of attention. So it helps to have somebody else that can share in that spotlight and be wild and go to bars and get crazy. But, you know, I've dated girls in the past that were very passive and it just a complete clash of personalities that just didn't work. So I think it depends on the guy.
How about you, Gary? Where are you coming with that?
You know, I like a girl to be confident in her personality, but I don't want her to, you know, think she's better than anybody else. Think she's better than me and you know, just try to prove that on time in and time out.
Have you ever met a woman that's too confident for you?
No.
Never?
Never.
Great.
I actually am the opposite. I love a strong, you know, what other men would call a mean female. I've never called a female mean. I don't think it's a such thing as a mean female. I think it's a bunch of soft dudes that let a woman that's assertive, you know, walk on them. But I think a real man want a queen. You don't want somebody that's, my wife is a sergeant first class in the military, a recruiter. She a Scorpio. I mean, she is... very aggressive female, but I love it though because I make her be a woman.
And I think guys get bored with passive women for the most part. You just get bored at the end of the day
because they just gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? They go, women that's whatever you want to do is, I want to cheat on you. How about that?
The Bird Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Sal.
Hank?
What's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
All right, let's get to these 911 calls. I love this. Didn't you guys play a series of these when I was gone a couple of weeks ago? Of, you know, like frivolous 911 calls.
The Burger King drive-thru.
Right.
She was upset because they were out of fries.
Right.
They were out of something.
They're out of nuggets.
That's what it was. Yes. They were out of nuggets.
You know
and
what?
She
I'd
was furious,
too.
And she called 911.
I think, yeah.
It depends what time of night
exactly.
it is, but I can understand that. About 2:33 in the morning.
I call 911, too.
Sure.
I think
we're just, yeah, we're trying to call 911 when something's wrong, but really it's an emergency. But, yeah, this is another one.
Well, here's a call from a woman in Tampa that's had a bit to drink, and she's calling 911, and she immediately gets their attention because it's a domestic violence dispute call. So obviously 911 is taking this very seriously. Some of the audio here, a little tough to understand because she's had a pop or two. Okay. And it's 911 and those calls are never clear anyway. But here she is.
The emergency is there's a problem with
okay, what's the problem right now?
Domestic violence.
Between who?
Me and the person I live with.
Who do you live with?
Oh, my God. Mr. Robert Leo Jr.
Who is he to you?
He's not actually roommate.
What's going on?
Okay. There's an argument that's going totally out of control. I don't want to go to jail. He don't want to go to jail. Understand?
Okay, so you guys are just arguing right now?
Pardon me?
You're just arguing?
It's right now just arguing, yeah.
What are you arguing about?
Beer. I'm totally embarrassed for you to say that.
What is your phone number?
And he just took my beer out of my hand.
That's a lot.
What is your phone number, ma'am?
What's the phone number? Well, my cell phone number is
and your cell phone number
I'll get somebody out there.
Please, because he got my beer that he bought for me.
No.
Okay, I'll get somebody else.
That's a lot.
And I'm trying to get my beer back. He's trying to mess me up.
All right.
Thank you. Please hurry.
Okay.
He bought it for her, and then he was trying to take it back.
Yeah, and
I
think he
should call 911.
And I think he's the one in the background.
Yeah, he's standing right there.
He's giving her cell phone number. Hey.
This is your number to tell him. Okay.
Because you can hear him going, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Right, so then
and she's like, what's my number? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Okay, thanks. Anyway, please send somebody hurry.
All right, that's just part one.
Oh, no.
In part two here, so you heard her say, please, we're going to send somebody.
Right.
And the caller says, okay, cool. So then she calls back a couple of minutes later after the two cops show up.
Can you please tell what is the address of the emergency?
There were two cops just came to my apartment for no reason.
For no reason?
Yeah, for no reason. Nobody called him out here.
Somebody did.
I did it.
Yeah, you did.
Who am I talking to?
I'm Operator 37.
Huh?
Operator 37.
Operator 37.
Mm-hmm.
Why you open the door?
That's not a name. It's a number. But anyway. Will you please send someone out? Honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be, you know, what? I'm not.
Why do you want the police now?
I don't call y'all for no reason.
Okay.
Why you calling them now?
I don't do that. Well, and then, when they come out, it's like, oh, it's all on me.
Well, you just called 10 minutes ago about your roommate taking your beer.
Honestly, I don't remember that.
At least she admits it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why are
now
you
she
crying?
Starts breaking down.
Is she crying?
I can't understand you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Says what?
It hurts my feelings.
What hurts your feelings?
When you gotta be like, oh, she's calling me back. She's doing it again.
I can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
When I said to you, I'm calling for a certain reason, you come be on the telephone like, oh, she is fucking crazy or drunk. I'm not.
I didn't say that, ma'am.
Well, don't like me out. Don't like me out. Don't like me out. I said, if you want to fucking lock me up, come fucking lock me up. That's what I fucking said. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
That bitch.
And then she starts chewing out the 911 dispatcher.
Wow, she's like drunk and bipolar.
So now we've gone from concerned, now she was sad, and then we got to get into the third call, which is very short, which is angry.
Oh, she called again?
She calls again.
Oh.
And what? I f***ing arrest me. Let y'all come arrest me.
Hello?
Y'all address right now. Come arrest me.
All right, I'll let
them
know.
Thank you.
And there you have it. So, and she has no recollection of any of it whatsoever.
Oh, okay. That's the worst drunk dial you could ever make.
You never do that.
Get it? The Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.
We're looking for teachers that have secrets about their students' parents that the parents have no idea the teacher knows about. Kid comes to school. It's all innocent. But just starts talking about what's going on at home, and then either the teacher picks up on it or they're talking to another kid. And either way, your secrets are revealed.
They don't have any filter. They don't know not to just talk about what's happening at home.
Yeah.
So we'll call her Isabella. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're on the voice disguiser.
Okay, good. I had a student come to school last week, and her parents are newly separated. And she was telling me that her mom is running out of money. So during the day, she has to hug on some man so they will get money.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
How old is the child?
8 years old.
8 years old. And just has no idea really what that's all about. Oh.
No. Not at all.
So the men are coming over. So the daughter is seeing the men come over the house?
Well, I don't know if it's men. It could be one man. It could be more than one. I really didn't start asking questions after that.
Sure, sure. Thank you for calling.
Oh, how sad. How sad for that child once she gets old enough to know what mommy did.
Edward, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. What secret do you know about one of your students' parents that the parents don't know you know?
I have a student in one of my classes who the mom is actually having an affair with one of the other teachers at our school.
And you found this out through the child?
Yeah, the child said that the teacher was coming over to help his mom. And, I mean, it's obviously not, like, yard work help by any means.
Oh, no.
How old is the student?
Seven.
Oh, that sucks to be the teacher.
This is the age range we're talking about. The 7-year-olds are coming, and they don't know. You know, it's... They're not doing it maliciously.
Yeah, they're not savvy enough to know it's a secret, but they're aware enough the parents have to tell them something.
We'll call you Julie.
That's the age where we have to start teaching children to lie.
Or speaking in pig Latin.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a student who told me that her mom and dad were arguing all weekend because her mom found out about her dad's girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeesh. And how old is the child there? 7, 8?
Fourth grade,
9
going on 10.
9 going on 10. So she, at that age, she knows all about, like, what that's all about?
Oh, yeah. These kids are these kids today are not, like, they're not naive. They know about a lot of things. They're very worldly at an early age. So, yeah, she knew. She just told it like it was okay.
And Teacher Jen, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Morning. I worked in a daycare about a year ago, and I had a little boy come in, and he said, "Daddy got to ride in a police car last night." Aiden, you know, what happened? Why was he riding a police car? He said, "Well, Grandma called the police on him because Daddy hit Mommy."
Oh, no.
That got sad.
It did. It was funny, and then it got sad very quick.
Bummer.
You're on The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
download the Moto Casino app today.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.